Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the fans' exclusive coverage of the Pro Hoops Draft, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Draft Show with special guest Mike Maxey from SportsBoys.com, installed by PrecisionSportsOnline.com. Now, here's your host, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Welcome back. 9 o'clock hour of the show. We'll be done at 10 o'clock tonight. So if you want to jump in and talk about DJ Wilson, please do so. 414-799-1250. The forward from Michigan, who the Bucks surprised everybody in taking at 17. We have had some positive reaction versus via social media that do like this pick. I'll tell you right now, that's what will make me happy. I'll forget about this pick if they take some Darius Thornwell and their second round pick by guard from South Carolina. They take him, I'll forget about that pick. If I get Thornwell in the second round, I'll be willing to look past what they did in the first round.
Would you be willing to take any shooter? Because if Thornwell's gone, I mean, like Josh
I want
Hart.
If Thornwell's gone, they can't take him. I know that. But I'm saying, if he's there, okay, you can make it up to Sparky by taking him. For me. Face facts. Second round pick, he probably don't want – they don't think he's going to play anyhow. Thornwell will come in and be more polished and ready to go more so than Rashad Vaughn. He's physical. Yep. He's got a little dog in him, as they say, right?
I'm a big fan.
Right? He's older. He's played all 4 years. He was at South Carolina. He was a leader. Put him back there with Brogdon.
That's
Let's go.
Funny. When you asked me, you know who I want to take in the second round, I said Thornwell. And that's who I want to. And I didn't. You said, yep, that's it. I was surprised. I
thought you heard me on the radio say it. But you said you didn't hear it, and that's just who you wanted to.
Thornwell. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I said it on the big show today. All right, here's the Jazz
Which is
selection.
Denver's.
Adam Silver.
Denver's number pick. 24 for Utah. Here's Adam Silver.
With the 24th pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Tyler Lydon from Syracuse University.
I think that one's actually going to Denver, though, right?
That is going to Denver. That's part of the Trey Lyles trade. So
I
Tim and
don't like it.
He goes in that deal.
I don't like it. I mean,
Trey Lyles and him go to Denver. For 13. That looks horrible for Denver.
Yeah, basically they put two power forwards. I mean, I guess Lydon he can play small forward too. I'm not a big fan of Lydon. I mean, he's not right.
You had 13.
I have.
Let me see your sheet. At 13, Mitchell was on the board. Bam was on the board. Mm-hmm. Jackson, Patton.
DJ Wilson was on the
obviously
board.
They like Trey Lyles with his ability to
more
start.
Than these guys.
Trey Lyles is probably unless they got to figure out the Kenneth Reed situation first. But Trey Lyles is probably going to start there. I'm not a big fan of Lydon. I mean, he's an all right player. He's nothing more than a role player off the bench. I don't see him getting anything else than that. I mean, he's a face up shooter. He can be athletic.
You could have had Rab.
I like Rab.
You could have had Rab.
I like Rab, and I'm afraid Rab's falling to the second round. I don't like that.
Why? Because he played too long in California, and now his stock's falling. What
he
a bunch of garbage. That's what the NBA is, though. Oh, you played 4 years? Oh, we don't want you. We'll wait to the second round.
Four-year players are second-round players. Absolutely.
What a complete joke.
Well, it's all about upside. You know this.
I understand
all about
that,
upside.
Which means Thornwell should be there for me in the second round. All right, where are we going to first? Mike in St. Francis, did you say, Mitch?
Yep.
Mike in St. Francis, you're next on the Pro Hoops Draft Show.
How you doing, guys?
I'm all right.
I saw comparisons, Ani, doing a little research here.
All right.
Of DJ Wilson to Channing Frye or Jared Jeffries. That would be acceptable for me coming off the bench.
That means he's a soft player that relies on his jumper.
Hey, didn't you beat Jared Jeffries at Papa Shot?
Yes, I did. But I beat Jared Jeffries at Jared. No, it was Channing Frye.
No, it was Jared Jeffries you beat.
Was it Jeffries or Channing Frye?
It was at ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN. Right, yeah. ESPN Zone. Papa Shot. Yeah. But that was before he got drafted.
That's a true story.
That was at the draft combine. Was at Moody Bible. I beat him. But that doesn't matter. But if the comparison are those two, then he's a guy that's not very physical and that can shoot the three, right? That's what those two guys were.
I think he's
Jeffries really wasn't even a three-point shooter.
No, and then they tried moving Jeffries to the three spot.
Right, that didn't work out either.
He actually played two as a rookie. That was a disaster.
No, if he's Jeffries, I'm mad.
Yeah, if he can become the shooter Channing Frye is, I like it, but I don't know if – he's definitely not there yet. He's going to be more of a back-to-the-basket. He's going to be a mid-range shooter. I'm okay with him shooting the mid-range. I don't think he's going to be out shooting three-pointers.
In response to that, if he's that, I'm not happy. So there's your answer to that. Where are we going next, Mitch?
Let's go to New Berlin and talk to Gary. Gary, you're up on the Pro Hoops Draft Show here on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I'm not a fan of the pick yet, but it makes sense because we do need somebody to fill in for Parker for half the season. And I think we're losing Bees next year too, right, Beasley?
Yep.
Yeah, he'll be gone.
Yeah, so, I mean, it fills in good for Beasley too. So that's how I feel.
So you think this kid, 17th in the first round, is going to come in and play like 25 minutes a night? Huh? Hello? Is he gone, Mitch?
He's still there.
Hello? Yeah. Do you think this guy's going to come in and play 25 minutes a night?
I think he has potential to play 25 a night, but
I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I don't think he's
I mean, maybe, like you said, Jabari's out. Beasley's hurt. Now, maybe they bring back Beasley cheap because he is hurt. But even then, he's going to miss part of the season, I'd have to think.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the call. Yeah, again.
I don't know. I still think they're going to go small. I think they're going to go small, and I think you're going to see the lineup until Parker's back of Middleton and Giannis.
All right. Hammond pick here, 25 from Orlando. What do you like?
It's Orlando. I would not be surprised if they went Juwan Evans, which is a point guard. I know that they're not
kid from SMU.
They're not entirely hold on. They're not entirely sold on. They're not entirely sold on Elfrid Payton. I can see Semi Ojeleye, obviously from
that's
SMU,
who I think.
Because they're right now they're running Terrence Ross as your starting small forward.
God, remember I had high hopes for that guy.
Yeah, but he's actually had a pretty. Good
I was wrong on him.
Yeah, but he's
that was the John Henson draft. I wanted Terrence Ross, and he went right in front of the Bucks.
He actually has had a pretty nice career. I mean, he's stuck around a while because that's what 3-point shooting does. But I like him more of a bench player. Coming off the bench. So I could see them taking Ojeleye here, maybe eventually grooming him into the starting small forward spot because he's a big physical guy. He's a bruising small forward. You don't see many bruising small forwards like that anymore.
About Derek White?
I love Derek White. I really love Derek White. But I mean, he's kind of a combo guard. I think if they're going to go guard, I would rather them – I think they would take Juwan Evans instead.
Right.
And because I don't think they're happy with Elfrid Payton. They're going to look to replace him eventually, whether it's free agency or through trade.
He can't score. But they knew that when they drafted him.
The whole roster can't score.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, they really can't. They have put defensive players – every position they have a defensive player, which is good.
Which means the kid from SMU makes the most sense.
But none of them can score. They need to get someone who can score, especially in their second unit. And that's why they made that trade with Sabaka, and that's why they got Ross back, because Ross can score.
Correct.
But – Ross is not – if you're expecting Ross to lead your team in scoring, that's not good.
I think the kid from SMU is my pick, if I'm John Hammond. Here we go. Let's see what Adam Silver says. Let's see if I'm right again.
With the 25th pick in the 2017 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic select Andrzej Pasichnik from Riga, Latvia, and CB Gran Canaria in Spain.
That's the guy I was talking about earlier. Man, that's my boy John Hammond. I tell you, he drafts these cats and watch out. Watch out. That was the guy I was talking about earlier for the Bucks pick, Gran Canaria guy.
He's there. He's had some good workouts. Oh, yeah, he's in the States working out. I don't know if he's coming over next year or not, but he's been in the States working out. He's a Kristaps Porzingis type, but he's more of a center, if that makes sense.
Hang on, though. Orlando is working on a trade to unload the 25th pick.
To the Bucks?
As of 2 minutes ago to Philadelphia 76ers.
So
that's for the Sixers now.
Okay.
So they're going back into the second round and Philly's coming up?
I don't know exactly yet.
So that is actually pretty good for Philly because they're going to stash him and they got rid of two of their first round picks.
They don't have to stash him.
Two of their second round picks. They will stash
him. He can rotate with Embiid and who's the four for them?
Dario Saric.
Dario Saric, yes.
Yeah. He can rotate in with those two, can he?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to find a taker for Jahlil Okafor.
No, they've been working on that for a while.
Yeah, and that's it. It you see how well that's going. But
see, Jahlil Okafor is a guy that's like Greg Monroe. Kind of, sorry. He's not as good as Greg Monroe. But, I mean, that's
no.
the same type of guy. Not a shot blocker. Has
Terrible
to play
defender.
Around the rim. Not a great defender.
Yeah.
I mean, Monroe's steals were unbelievable this year, though.
And Monroe has gotten better at fighting through pick and rolls, and he's become a better passer, too.
Oh, Monroe had a great year last year. Yeah. By anybody's standards, he got better last year.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No question.
Absolutely.
John Hammond, my boy. Look at that. I want to know what he got.
They took Jonathan. Well, they got no offense in this draft.
None.
Oh,
but what did they get from Philly for this, though? That's what I want to know.
You know what they're doing in Orlando? They're praying for Michael Porter Jr.
Yes, because you're not trying to win. That's my point. That's what I told you before.
Fair enough.
And I'll tell you something else. If John Hammond could have had his way when he was here to begin with, that's how this whole thing would have started in Milwaukee back in the day. But we had the senator, so we couldn't do that necessarily. Instead, we ended up with John Selmans, Corey McGinnity, Steven Jackson. Oh, my God, I want to cry. Back after this on The Fan.
You're listening to the 2017 Milwaukee Bucks Draft Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
DJ Wilson pick. You know, I'm leaving alone. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Along with Mike Maxey of SportsBoys.com, I really did not think I could be perturbed tonight by this pick. There's like 10, 12, 15 guys right there.
I'm telling
them.
You, there's
no way you could screw this up. And I don't know if they screwed it up because I don't know how good DJ Wilson's going to be. But that one just blew my mind. I did not see that one
coming. Well, there's so many guys.
I did not. All right. So that trade that we were talking about, Orlando, was for a future one from Philly. Fine.
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's going to be heavily
protected. They're way far away from using it. So it doesn't even matter in Orlando. Doesn't even matter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. So now 26 is Portland. Let's see what Portland did.
That the pick is in for the Trailblazers who are picking 26. Here's Adam Silver.
Chop, chop.
With the 26th pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the Portland Trailblazers select Caleb Swanigan from Purdue University.
Nice player.
I like him. He's got a nice face-up game.
Would you have rather had Caleb Swanigan?
Oh, absolutely. I would have. Because he doesn't have the perfect stretch four body type or athleticism, but he can flat-out shoot. He has become a better shooter. He's a bruiser inside. I like Caleb Swanigan.
I'm glad we're done at 10 o'clock. Because if they do something in the second round, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind. At least now I'll be in a car driving back, so I won't lose my mind in front of everybody on the radio.
No, you'll just crash.
Might. Dude, I almost hit a FedEx truck this afternoon.
And Sparky will freak out in the second round pick. He will.
Yes, I will.
I've seen it.
Because this is how you're going to make it up to me, see? This is how this is going to work. So there he is, Thornwell. That's who we're taking. Second round. Listen to me, Bucks. You ain't going to play him anyhow. You're just going to send him to the hurt. So just take the guy I'm asking for. Please, 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 please. For my sanity, can you please take this cat?
I just want a shooter. I don't care if it's Josh Hart, Sendarius Thornwell.
Thornwell is a veteran. He's been there all four years. He's a leader.
He's stuck it out
in South Carolina with Frank Martin. He's tough. He got some dog in him, as they like to say.
Absolutely, he does.
He could shoot. He could drive. He could defend.
Absolutely.
Take him.
I would really, really, it would really make
Starting
me happy
to sweat.
If they called the Lakers right now and offered a little bit and then went up and got Derek White. That would make me a happy camper. I like him. Have you seen him play? Oh, he's good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's good.
Okay, so Portland took him. That was a good pick. Rab is still there. It cracks me up.
I like Rab too.
So now the Lakers have the next two picks. Right? 27 and 28 for the Lakers. All right, so what do you want them to do? Lakers got next two picks. Where would you like them to go?
Apparently Jalen Rose called Caleb Swanigan a stretch mark for.
A stretch mark for? That's actually kind of funny. I think they need a bruiser to come off the bench behind Julius Randle, like a Jordan Bell. I think they need a combo guard because I don't think Clarkson's going to be there. And even if Clarkson's there, they're still going to need a shooter.
Why don't they like Clarkson?
I don't think it's that. I think that
he tends to do something.
He does. He's all right. But, as of right now, they don't have a shooting guard. So, I mean, he might be their starting
Dylan
shooting
Brooks?
Guard. Dylan Brooks is another guy. Like, he's a really good shooter. I'd be happy if he fell to Milwaukee, too. I think that the Lakers need a big man, preferably a power forward, and they need a some scoring from the outside, preferably a shooting guard. So I like Derek White. I like Jordan Bell. Dylan Brooks, Tyler Dorsey from Oregon. Both of them guys would be good shooters. Either one of them would be a good player for the Lakers.
Take my kid from SMU.
Semi Ojeleye would be another good player. You know, I mean, you're right now you're looking at your second unit. You're looking at
it's the Lakers
filling out your roster, though. They have Brandon Ingram as a small forward. I mean, Semi Ojeleye is not going to beat him out. You know?
No, but okay. So from that aspect, he comes on the floor with Ingram, right?
I mean, he can. Yeah,
sure,
absolutely. I love Jordan Bell, and I know he doesn't jump off the.
Again, we're talking about selling tickets. With all due respect to Julius Randle, Rabbit's there from California. With all due respect. And he's a California guy.
Oh, they're just showing the D'Angelo Russell trade.
Yeah. Do you like that trade?
I loved it for the for the Nets.
I loved it for the Nets, too.
Because
you didn't have a lottery pick, and you were able to get that done. You got a lottery player.
I really wanted to see Russell and Ball together. I really did. See Russell and Ball together. That would have been awesome. But you know what? D'Angelo Russell, if they can play him off the ball next to Jeremy Lin, I think they will be able to maximize him. A guy is a good passer does not make him a point guard. They got to stop doing this.
The 28th pick is going to the Jazz from the Lakers.
Okay.
So the Lakers and the Jazz have a deal in place, and the Jazz are going to pick 28. We still wait for 27.
Okay, well that – wow, I mean – I bet you they go shooting. I bet you they go for depth in their backcourt.
Utah's already at 30.
And Utah's getting.
So maybe Utah went up two spots.
That's possible. That's very possible. So, I mean.
Maybe Utah sees somebody they like at 28. But we got to see what happens at 27 first here.
But Utah can use some scoring in the backcourt, too. They could use some jump shooting. They could use some prim. I mean, Rodney Hood right now and Joel Ingles. I mean. They're all right.
Rodney Hood showed you something for a couple games last
year.
Yeah, but something.
They put him off. They put him on the bench to help the second unit, and put Inglis and on the starting unit. I'm not a big fan of that. I think Rodney Hood should be getting more minutes.
Okay, so this is the trade according to the Vertical. Utah trades number 30 and 42 to the Lakers for 28. It's a great trade for the Lakers.
30?
They move back two and they get a second rounder out of it. 30 and 42 to the Lakers for 28.
Perfect.
That's, again, from the Vertical like everything else is. I don't know why anybody else even has bothers on this night.
Do you think ESPN fired other basketball guys to put a lot of money on?
Stein is still there.
No.
They said he was gone, but he's still there.
They're done after the draft. So is Chad Ford.
So it's done after the draft.
Yeah, they're both done after the draft.
That makes a lot more sense. All right, here we go. Here's the Lakers pick at 27.
NBA draft. The Brooklyn Nets select Kyle Kuzma from the University of Utah.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a stretch four. I mean, he's okay, but
dudes are flashing their Brooklyn shirt. That's not even your pick. Sit down. Okay, go ahead.
The people at the draft don't have a
clue. Dude, this trade happened before. This wasn't a trade that just happened.
No, you're right. You're right. But I mean, he's an all right player. He's going to be a stretch four. I mean, at this point, he's nothing going to be nothing more than a role player. I mean, you're taking a chance that he becomes a pretty good outside shooter on your second unit. I mean, right now, I mean, their starting five is almost set. I think at free agency, they will grab a shooting guard. And
they got two more picks coming now because they make the trade at 28. Yeah. So now they get 30 and 42. The Lakers do. So you add more players here.
I'm not going to lie. Palinka and Magic got this thing. They got this ball rolling. I wasn't happy they got rid of Russell, but, I mean, I understand why they did.
I wasn't impressed by that pick. Okay, so 28's coming up next. That's going to be the Utah Jazz. We got to get to a sports flash. We'll come back, tell you who the Jazz take. If you're waiting for the Bucks pick, they don't pick till 18th in the next round.
Yeah, we're going to be off the
air. But the way people are falling, who knows? Ivan Rad might still be there at that pick. Ooh.
And then he'd beat out DJ Wilson.
There's no way. Well, I mean, Hammond drafted two small forwards after he traded for one the same day. So maybe they would go power forward again. Yeah, that could happen. Yeah, you never know. Back after this, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin, it is the Fan Pro Hoops Draft Show for the 11th year. 11 years we've been doing this.
Oh my goodness, it's been a long time.
It would be cool if we had like something to go back and look back at all my crazy reactions. Like that Charlie.
You have at least one crazy reaction.
That Charlie Villanueva pick by Toronto that year, I lost my mind.
Yeah, because you texted.
Oh, was I hot?
You texted.
No, that was after that.
Oh.
That was later. The draft night, when they drafted Charlie B, I killed Toronto for that pick. And then fast forward, the Bucks traded for Charlie V, which I wanted at that point.
Yeah, right, right, right. That we'd
how quickly times change.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I begged for Charlie V for T.J. Ford. That
yep,
trade,
that's right.
I was on Larry Harris for weeks saying, go get this done. And then he did. And then didn't tell me.
Oh, T.J. Ford, what could have been?
Yep, what could have been?
Oh, I regress.
Mayor Mitch, give me a really good award-winning sports flash right now.
I'll do my best.
Go get it.
This is the 2017 Milwaukee Bucks Draft Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back. Steve Sparky Fiber, Mike Maxey, SportsBoys.com. My thanks to Mike, 11th year doing this draft show. Mike has been with us each and every year. And thanks again to Mike and the crew over here at Q Club of Wisconsin, being great hosts again this year for us and having us out here again. All right, pick number 28. They're going to say, I think they're going to say it's the Lakers pick, but it's not. It's Utah's pick.
Great move as well. Here's the commissioner.
With the 28th pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Tony Bradley from the University of North Carolina.
Fine. Again, thanks.
That's a stretch. I'm not a big Tony Bradley fan. He didn't play much in North Carolina. Yes, they were national champions.
He came in and worked out for the Bucks, I believe.
Yeah, they were national champions, and I understand it. But he didn't play because he wasn't ready. You really think he's going to be able to make this next step? I don't. I think there's a bunch of players like Jordan Bell that were Semi Ojeleye that are just ready to compete.
So, here's San Antonio. That was Utah's pick, by the way.
San Antonio will not screw this up.
The Lakers will pick at 30. They flip-flop picks, plus the Lakers also get their 42nd pick.
Are there any Euros left on the board here for San Antonio?
Yeah, they're not going to take one. They're going to take a player.
Actually, this is a really weak Euro.
They took one
class.
Last year. They took DeJounte Murray last year. So
they got that kid Hardenstein or whatever from Germany.
Isaiah Hardenstein, I can see him. But this is a lot of, I don't know if you know, a lot of potential first-round picks pull their names. Euro.
What about Juwan Evans?
I could see them.
Patty Mills and Tony Parker. Why not Juwan Evans?
Well, they got DeJounte Murray last year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yep.
So,
right.
And he actually got some minutes in the playoffs, and he actually played pretty good.
What about Rab?
I would take Rab here. I mean, their front line is – they're looking to deal LaMarcus Aldridge. That's I heard at possibly Cleveland.
Gasol opted out as well.
Gasol opted out. He's expected
to
re-sign. But, sure. I mean – when you opt out, you opt out. It's never a guarantee they're going to come back. But, yes, I could see them going with a big guy. Ivan Rabb would be a guy like Jordan
Bell. There's also talk of them trading Danny Green to Cleveland.
Exactly. So they could go shooter. San Antonio, for a team that's so good.
They got a lot of talent on the board right now.
They got a lot of holes, too.
Derek White.
That'd be a great pick. That'd be a great pick.
Right? There's another guy that could be there.
Yep.
Or that is there for San Antonio at 29. I don't think they're going to go for a foreign guy here. I really don't. I think they're going to take somebody that can play.
I think so, too. I
wouldn't Dylan Brooks from Oregon.
Or Semi Ojeleye from SMU. That's a guy I would think they would take.
Yep, that's another one.
We'll have to. Man.
I'm actually.
There's a lot of talent.
Watch them take Darius Thornwell. I'm done. Show's over. We'll cut it 18 minutes early. They take Thornwell in San Antonio and the rich get richer. I'm going to be fuming. No Darius Thornwell to San Antonio here. Do we understand? Are we all on the same page? Why don't the Bucks just move up and go get him right now?
I mean, I would.
Because you don't want to pay the guaranteed contract?
No, I would wait till about, I don't know, 3 or 4 picks into the second round.
Then go up.
Yeah, that would. I would not. Unless I really had a lot of money and really needed a lot of holes, I would not trade back into the first round. I would wait and let one of these guys fall to you in the second round. This is a deep draft. There's a lot of players still available. The Bucks are going to get a shooter, possibly a point guard. If Evans were to fall, that'd be great. Monte Morris is around. There's a lot of good players.
Tyler Dorsey for anybody?
Tyler Dorsey. Yeah. I like Tyler Dorsey. He's a good
shooter.
I like him too.
There's a lot of shooters in this draft. I like Dylan Brooks. I really do from Oregon. I just think he's got Buddy Hield like.
Isn't Dorsey
shooting.
And Giannis guys, right?
Yeah, Tyler Dorsey, I think, has Greek heritage through his mom or one of his parents is Greek. Yep, so they played together, I think, on one of the Greek national teams or some underage team or whatever.
Because there was talk Dorsey wanted to play for the Bucks. That would be a dream come true if he could be in the second round and come play with Giannis.
I mean, I'd be fine with that. He's a shooter, and one thing that's not dying is shooting.
Not in this league.
No.
In this league, it's all about shooting at
this
point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question there. Mayor Mitch, your thoughts on second-round picks. Is there anybody you're looking at for the Bucs? And they don't pick till 18 in the second round. We'll be off the air.
Well, I think I just gave mine. Tyler Dorsey, I think, would be – assuming they stay at 48, I would like Tyler Dorsey. Otherwise, Josh Hart, maybe?
I like Josh Hart, too. You remember
Jordan Bell, if he's still there, I'd really like, too. But they did just take a power forward, and we already know the glut of big men they have.
Right.
He would have been better than DJ Wilson.
Here's Silver.
We have San Antonio. Here we go.
Here's Silver.
We have another trade to announce.
Oh, cool.
The Bucks. Denver Nuggets trade the draft rights to Donovan Mitchell, the 13th pick,
Bucks.
To the Utah Jazz.
Boo.
For Trey Lyles, and the draft rights to Tyler Lydon, the 24th pick.
Good luck. That's a horrible trade.
And with the 29th pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Derek White from the University of Colorado.
I love it.
It's a great pick.
I love it.
Again, San Antonio just gets richer and richer because teams in front of them don't know what they're doing. It's just amazing to me. This is how this works.
This is how this works.
He never should have been there.
His game's so silky smooth. Now, see, he averages 5 assists a game. I mean, a lot of teams are going to try to make him into a point guard. I don't think
he
San Antonio
will.
He is a flat-out shooting scorer. He can – look, he's athletic.
Are you watching these highlights, Mitch?
I'm seeing Derek White.
I'm a big Derek White fan.
Bucks got DJ Wilson.
I didn't realize he's a 6'5 point guard.
Bucks got
– he's probably – he's a two-guard with
Hey, Mitch.
He's got the ability to play point.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Yep.
Bucks got DJ Wilson.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think this guy's better. I got this guy rated better than DJ Wilson.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can read. Sportsboys.com. Check it out. If you can read, you can follow along, too. I had him higher than DJ Wilson, too.
It's just.
I mean, seriously. They couldn't have used that kid? Not kidding. This goes back to Rashad Vaughn. I understand.
You're right.
I get that it comes back to Rashad Vaughn. So they believe in Rashad Vaughn still, so they're rolling. I'll make a prediction on the Bucks pick. This will just cap my night off, folks. I'll make my prediction.
They're going to take a draft and stash.
No. They're going to sell tickets in Oshkosh. They'll take Nigel Hayes. Watch. That's my prediction.
Nigel Hayes is.
Watch. That'll wrap up. Luke Fisher, I like him too. Sure, go get Luke Fisher. I'll take Luke Fisher over Nigel Hayes. But watch. And again, if it was me, I don't know if I would draft Nigel Hayes, period, in the second round.
Bring him to
training camp, see what happens, put him in the D-League.
Exactly.
Go.
I would never.
If he works out in the D-League, then you bring him up, and so be it.
Well, the fact that these players or these teams now can have 17 roster spots, you can take a guy who's going to be a two-way player, that they're calling them,
yep.
Where they'll be back and forth between the G-League and the big league. So,
we come back at 30, and here are the Lakers.
I hope they didn't want Derek White.
Well, yeah, maybe they did, and it didn't work out. So,
if they're not going to go with a power forward, they just grabbed a Kuzma. I would think they could go shooting. This is where Sindarius Thornwell is going to go.
Because they got Lonzo, obviously.
They could take Dylan Brooks. PJ Dozier, who's kind of a Swiss Army knife player.
Right.
I mean, he could do a little bit of this. A little bit of that.
I like Thornwell better than Dozier.
I have Dozier ranked higher just because I think of all the things that he potentially could do. But right now, Thornwell's a better player, absolutely.
No question. Here's another pick. Here we go.
NBA draft. The Utah Jazz select Josh Hart from Villanova University.
No harm, no foul for the Lakers.
No, actually.
That's a nice pick.
That's a real good pick.
I like that pick.
I'm a little surprised Josh Hart went this high, but that.
Guaranteed contract.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick for the Lakers. They needed shooting.
Yep.
And I'm not surprised. They might have wanted Derek White.
So Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart in the backcourt.
Either that or Clarkson and Ball.
Well, you got D'Angelo. Russell's gone now.
Right.
So you don't got to worry about him.
Right. I still think they're going to sign a free agent.
Well, a lot of people think that LeBron is going there next year. Chris Paul's going there next year. And then whoever else. And Paul George. Can't forget about him. Right. Those three. Yeah. Then none of this is going to matter.
No, because then they might as well just shut down the league and just start giving the trophies to them.
No, I don't think so. I disagree. I do.
Well, no.
If those guys all go with Lonzo Ball, I still think Golden State's going to give them a fight.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I still think that's a fight. I don't think give them the trophy.
Here's my hot take of the day. I think Golden State this year.
You said the hot take to 948?
Yep.
That's good.
Golden State's roster this year is the most talented roster ever assembled on an NBA basketball court.
And on that, we'll take a quick timeout, come back, and we'll start the second round here on The Fan.
The Fan's exclusive coverage of the Pro Hoops Draft, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin and Waukesha, installed by PrecisionSportsOnline.com. Precision Sports specializes in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Draft Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. You're listening to the 2017 Milwaukee Bucks Draft Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Last segment of the show here. Just a few minutes left as we get ready to start the second round. Quickly, I got a text message of a picture of a breakdown of the Bucks pick from DJ Wilson. This is from TheRinger.com, Bill Simmons' website. And this is what it says. Prioritizing length has made the Bucks one of the most exciting young teams in the NBA, and they stuck to the blueprint with the 17th pick. Wilson is a 6'11" stretch forward from Michigan with a 7'3" wingspan. There were concerns about Wilson's toughness and rebounding ability in college, but he won't be asked to do much more than space the floor for all athletes they have in Milwaukee. He should be a great fit next to Giannis. The inability of guys like Mirza and Spencer Haas to move their feet was exposed against the Raptors in the playoffs. Wilson projects as a much more athletic version of those players. Jason Kidd has shown that he's not afraid to throw rookies in the fire, so don't be surprised if Wilson is playing right away. Value A, fit A.
I don't take anything that the Ringer says.
I understand Aiden. What you're saying, but I'm asking you.
I don't think anything that Bill Simmons says.
Well, I don't know if Bill Simmons wrote it. It could be one of their writers. I'm guessing it's not Bill Simmons who wrote it. But
I don't think he's at a stretch four spot right now. I don't think he is that consistent of a perimeter shooter
to buy into that.
No. I mean, can he turn into that? Very possible. How many? Kevin Love wasn't a 3-point shooter either when he came out of college.
Yep.
These guys are going to be able to work on their craft, work on their shot, and get better at it. But, I mean, he's got a face-up game. It's just he doesn't have that range yet.
Sitting here in the first round's completed, who do you like so far draft-wise that just stuck out to you tonight?
I love what Sacramento did. Sacramento filled needs. They took a gamble on Harry Giles. I really like what Sacramento did. They're going to be my top grade right now.
All right, here's the first second-round pick.
Of NBA
players. This is Charlotte's pick.
With the 31st pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets select Frank Jackson from Duke University.
So you put him behind Kemba Walker, then?
Yeah. They need depth at point guard. They've been trying to find a consistent backup point guard to Kemba Walker. Frank Jackson's
So him and Malik Monk.
Yeah, but
Kemba Walker's not getting any younger.
No, the problem with Frank Jackson is he's a good 3-point shooter, but the problem with him is he's not really a setup guy on offense. He's not really your prototypical point guard. He's not going to be able to set up any of his teammates. I don't think he's going to make anyone better with his passing. He's going to be able to sit in the corner. He was a 40-some% 3-point shooter.
So they got another guy to stretch the floor.
Round, this is a good pick.
So you got another guy to stretch the floor for Dwight Howard.
Exactly.
That's what you did.
There you go.
And that's how you need to build your offense for Dwight Howard, is you need guys around him to stretch it.
I mean,
and that's what
in
they
the
did.
Second round, this is a good pick.
Right. Phoenix, it comes up next, and then it's Orlando, and then we'll see what happens from there. But, again, we only have a couple minutes left here. So, you like Sacramento.
I love
who else
Sacramento.
Stands out to you?
I like what Minnesota did. I like the fact that they got Jimmy Butler. They were able to get rid of Chris Dunn, who is looking like a mistake now.
Yep.
I wish they went to got rid of Zach LaVine in the trade, but to get someone like Jimmy Butler, you kind of had to make one sacrifice. And Zach LaVine's out for a while, and they were able to get Justin Patton.
It was a great pick.
And that was another good pick because Justin Patton, he looks like a guy who will be able to play next to Karl Anthony Towns.
Right. All right, so that'll do it here, our last minute of the show. Michael, thanks so much, man. 11 years.
Not a problem. It was awesome.
By next year, I'll be fully gray if I keep watching this Bucks team.
That's why I shaved my head.
It is Q Club of Wisconsin. Steve Sparky Fiber, Mike Maxey, thanks for everybody for coming out to Q Club of Wisconsin tonight. Thanks for everybody listening at home. Thanks for our promotion staff. Y'all were great tonight. Good job.
And always smiling.
Always smiling and having a good time. Thanks again to Master Z's for donating 2 great prizes to give away. Thanks for the Bucks for being out here, giving away a couple of great items as well, including opening night tickets. for this year's last opening night at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Enjoy the rest of your night. Mayor Mitch, you are very, very good. And Austin, Texas, bringing it up from the intern duties to tonight. Also, good job there. Enjoy the rest of your night. Bye-bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.